Pistons media day yesterday, so training camp begins today. Speaking of today, this evening, the Detroit Red Wings will take the ice in Pittsburgh, their first preseason game of the year. So it begs the question, as both teams going through major rebuilds, which team do you think will make the playoffs this season? And that's our Twitter poll for today. Which of these teams will make the playoffs? And you have four options: the Pistons, the Red Wings, both, or neither. And you can go to Stoney and Jansen with Heather. My answer to that, my question, is, yep, is neither.
Neither.
I do think the Pistons have a better chance than the Red Wings this year. Because when I'll start with the Red Wings. When I look at that conference,
right,
it is just, and their division, it is so loaded. And I don't see any team really dropping that much. Possibly Boston, because I believe Bergeron's, or Marshall, one of them is going to be out for a while. So that's possible, a team. But even teams that were technically worse than the Wings, and then the Wings got better, no doubt about it. Their free agent acquisitions, you know, Acapulco's going to start a little late, but, you know, Perron, and it goes on, you know, Mata. Yeah. I mean, they did a really nice job. But like Ottawa, they got Giroux and DeBrincat. I mean, so they couple them with Stutzel and Brady Tkachuk. I think Ottawa is actually better than the Red Wings right now. And they didn't make the playoffs. So the Red Wings, I think, have a tougher road.
They've got a taller hill to climb.
Yes, no doubt.
Whichever analogy we'd like
now,
to go
now
with.
Now, the Pistons, because of the play-in, 10 teams can technically make the playoffs. We believe the Pistons got better. We believe, you know, they drafted well. Bogdanovich was a good acquisition. Even, you know, some of the less hurled acquisitions that they got, you know, Burks and even Noel will help a little bit. And you have to assume, and I say that in quotes, that Cunningham's going to continue to rise.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, the draft choices, Ivy and Duren will play well. And some of the other young players will continue to ascend. But once again, I look at the competition and of the teams that made the playoffs, the 10, which team probably are the Pistons maybe better than? And maybe it's Charlotte because of the Miles Bridges situation.
Right.
I mean, I don't even think he's at camp because he's waiting to be, you know.
Yeah. He's
domestic violence, correct, you know, major stuff that's coming up within a month, I believe. And I don't think he's even on the technically there with the team. You know, Chicago, much better, but, and Lonzo Ball is going through, you know, some injury deals. Mm-hmm. But that's really it, and you can even argue that teams like Orlando, who are below them, you know, their young players might get better as well. So the Knicks, maybe they got better because of Jalen Brunson, but that's the problem that I have, is not that the teams, our teams, aren't going to get better. It's that the competition isn't getting where, like Cleveland. I mean, come on, they got Donovan Mitchell now.
Right.
I mean, you can't even think about them in the, as a ninth, you know, seed right now.
No, they're much better, and I think for the Pistons, it's more of a, yes, there are some assumptions, but they're very calculated assumptions.
Yes.
And Cade Cunningham, to assume that he would be better this year than he was last year, and progress like we've seen other, you know, top draft picks progress. When you hear things like, as soon as the season's over, he's the first one back in the gym. And, you know, you hear him traveling to different playoff games with his teammates because they, you know, one, they want to be there, but they also want to experience that. I think there's a drive there.
He gained a lot of muscle in the offseason.
Right. And, you know, and again, that goes to, you know, practice, work ethic, being able to, you know, make some additions. Like, I think Bogdanovich is going to be a huge addition for this team.
Great floor spacer. I mean,
yeah, and just to be able to shoot,
yes,
behind the arc, you know, take some pressure off Cade, which will allow, again, Cade to be a little bit more free, be a little bit better, and improve. Jaden Ivey, I'm really excited to see him and the speed that he plays with. I think that he's going to add another element, another dimension to the team. Sadiq Bey, I think he, along with Cade, now what Sadiq's in his, what, third year, takes another step and becomes another a little bit more reliable behind the arc, adds more. Marvin Bagley, again, I think of all the reclamation projects that Troy Weaver has you know, I say reclamation projects in quotation marks.
Right.
I think he is one that will pay off and pay dividends. Killian Hayes being able to come off the bench and finding his role and being comfortable there and continuing to develop. Mm-hmm. I think the Pistons are the team that takes the biggest step and could be a playoff contender.
Right. Look, the Red Wings with a new coach, maybe a new system, got some new players. That defense,
some growing pains.
Right. The defense is still not very good. I mean, they added some decent players like Chiarot and Mata. You know, you still obviously have Sider. You hope Evanston's good enough to make the team as a young player. And look, hopefully, you know, injury is going to be a key. I mean, Verona missed a good portion of the season last year. You hope he's healthy. Like I mentioned, you know, Perron, they aren't going to have Fabbri for a while, which hurts. Kubalik's a really good acquisition. Kopp was going to start off, you know, Bertuzzi won't miss 10 games due to, you know, the vaccine situation. So they'll be better too. I just don't see them as a playoff team. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number, and you can vote in our Twitter poll. Stoney and Jansen with Heather.